Yesterday we began to learn together the Gemara of Tzaf. In previous sugya of Korah, the Gemara had mentioned in passing this brisa of the Mine Nitzba, the bracha on the various parts of the Tzaf plant. And now the Gemara is really getting into it. The Gemara opens the sugya with a memra of Rav, a memra of the Amoraim in the context of Arla. How does Tzaf work in the context of Arla? And there, because Arla is one area of halacha that Min HaTorah depends on Pri Ha'etz. The Tatam called Tzmaichav Aratam Arla Soas Piryo. So Rav had said that only the Avyonos are a Pri. So that's what Rav had said. The divine line between Pri and non-Pri is only level one of Avyonos. Everything else, the other three, the Kafrisin, the Tamaros, and the Olim, are not Pri. And then the Gemara had said, I understand, we have this Brisa that we had mentioned earlier, Amina and Itzba. The Brisa says that both Avyonos and Kafrisin get a Bori Pri by AIDS. So the Brisa, in a different context of Hilchos Brachas, the Gemara is assuming that they're all interchangeable. Just like, which then we'll get to as we continue in the parak, there's a concept of Lechem. The Torah speaks about the notion of Lechem, bread, in several places in Halacha. There's a notion of Lechem, the concept of Matzah has to be, among other things, Lechem. Not a chametz stick of Lechem, but it has to be a Lechem. And then benching is on Lechem, and there are other eds Halacha that depend on the Chafrashas Chal is on Lechem. Those are probably the three nafkaminas daraisa in the Chaloshem Lechem. Matzah, Challah, and Birkas HaMazon. There are Drabbanans as well. And the Gemara, we'll see there, the Gemara is going to assume that how you define what's called bread versus some other grain product may be the same across what you bench on and what you're Mafresh Challah for. You're not Mafresh Challah if you make an enormous pot, a cauldron of hot cereal. You make a cauldron of wheatina for the whole camp. 250 kids are eating wheatina. You make this enormous pot. So it's made from grain, made from wheat, and you're boiling it on fire, you're processing it. But no matter how much it is or how big it is, you're not going to wash or bench, and you're not going to make a hamotzi, and you're not going to be mafresh challah. It wouldn't qualify as matzah if somehow you managed to keep it from becoming chametz. Eating hot cereal is a grain-based food, but it's not lechem. So here we're talking, what's a pri? What's a pri with respect to Orla? What's a pri with respect to brachas? See, the Gemara had said a steer between Rav and the Braisa, or Akasha, on Rav from the Braisa. Every once in a while, the Gemara will say, Rav Tanahu Palak. Sometimes Rav was willing to take on the Tanahum. He was a very early first-generation Amora. But usually, Rav doesn't argue with all the Tanahum. So the Gemara says, that's right, he's not arguing with all the Tanahum. Because now we have a third area of Halacha. We already spoke about Orla, about Brachas, and now we talk about Masros. There he said that what? Machlokas in the Mishnah in Maestros, and this is what we were up to. Machlokas in the Mishnah in Maestros, which parts require Maser? So Rabbi Eliezer says Pri. The Avyonos, the Kafri, and Tamaros. So he says that the divine line between Pri and non-Pri is between 3 and 4. But Rabbi Akiva says only the Avyonos require Maser. So the Gemara says, Rav apparently holds Rabbi Akiva. Let's jump into the Gemara over there. And let's go weiter. We had begun to read the Gemara together. We got caught by the bell yesterday. So let's pick up there. We're stepping back a line or two. And let's complete the Gemara. Then we'll begin to explore some of the ideas. So let's pick up. The line that begins with Rabbi Akiva. Now the Mishnah says in Maisers, Rabbi Lezer is only take Maiser on three parts of the Tamaros, the Avyonos, and the Kafrisin, the caper buds and the caper berries, the fruits that follow the bud and the flower, and the Tamaros, a third edible part. Well, Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Lezer's line is over here. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Amos Asher Ele Avyonos Bovad. You only take Meiser from the Avyonos. Mepnei Shehu Pri. Because that's the fruit. So there, Rabbi Akiva is pretty clear. Rabbi Lezer didn't say the famous thing. He's talking about Pri. Rabbi Akiva is very clear. Only the Avyonos are the Pri. Gevaldik. That's Rav. So the Nei Gemara said, Nu v'neim halach Rabbi Akiva. So why not say that you just pass like Rabbi Akiva? So
So Yamar, as we had seen yesterday, is important to Chazer. Yamar lach Rabbi Akiva. If Rav would just say a pasuk like Rabbi Akiva, so then I would think across the board. I would think he always holds like Rabbi Akiva. That even Arlas Eretz Yisrael, Rav is Mekel, that you're allowed to eat the Kafrisin of Arlas Eretz Yisrael. But he didn't say that. Rav had said in Chutz La'aretz. Why did Rav say in Chutz La'aretz? Not just because as an adult, after he got smicha from Yehuda Hanasi, he spent the rest of his professional life as a rav and a leader in Bavel. It's not just because his Baal Batim were all in Bavel. He was saying, this is only true in Bavel. If he just would have said, Halach Kibikiva, Hava Amina, Fil Baretz, I would think he holds that across the board. Kamashwa, no. Kalameko Baretz, Halach Kamosa Bechutzlaretz. In Arlat Chutzlaretz, we will accept La Halacha, Ashita, any legitimate shita about Eretz Yisrael. We don't possibly like Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, but in Buffalo we do. Which, as we said yesterday, that's one red flag. You want to understand that? Well, what does that mean? If it's a din, it's a din. So you're going kula shopping? In Arlos Chutzal, you go kula shopping, but in Arlos Yisrael, we don't go kula shopping. Well, we've been trained not to go kula shopping. Attractive, though it may sometimes be. So then the Gemara says, "No, the name of Halachah Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz." So why he still could have, instead of giving the whole story about in Arlas Chutz La'aretz Zorik as Yaros Ochel Kafrisin, why didn't he say at least somewhat briefly, "We pass like Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz"? T'chal Meikel Baretz Halachah Mosu b'chutz la'aretz. Gemara says that also would have not been sufficiently clear. Yomer Achi, if he wouldn't have specified Arlas Chutz La'aretz, he just would have said Chutz La'aretz. Hava Amina, you would have misunderstood. Hanimili Gabi Meiser Elon. That's only by Meiser of trees. Devarit Gufa Midrabanan. Meiser of trees is Midrabanan even in Eretz Yisrael, which is interesting. Last we checked, Meiser is a Din Daraisa, Pasukim Chumash. So that's fascinating. The number of the Gemara seems to be implying that there is Meiser in Chutz La'aretz. He thought there's no such thing as Meiser in Chutz La'aretz at all. The Gemara makes it sound as though there is such a thing as Meiser in Chutz La'aretz. And, on the other hand, that Meiser is, Elon is Derabanan, even Eretz Yisrael. So that's strange. We're going to come back to that. Not right now. Let's keep reading. But I would have thought that maybe he's only Mekel on like Rabbi Akiva, by Meiser of Chutz La'aretz. But maybe Arlas Chutz La'aretz, he's more Machmer. Why? Because Arla is more chamer than Meiser. Why? Gabi Arla de Ba'aretz midaraisa. Arla is a real din daraisa in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, it's a pasuk in Chumash. We saw in Kedoshim. Same with Chutz La'aretz. Not minigzar. Maybe she machmer even Chutz La'aretz. Kamash malan. That's why Rav had to say what he said. So this is the answer of the first flow of the Shakla V'Tarya. And again, we had a member of Rav. Rav said, now we can say Rav adopted the sheet of Rabbi Akiva in a very particular case. Arlas Chutz La'aretz, he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Arlas Chutz La'aretz, I have a caper bush growing in my front yard, growing out of the cracks in the walls. Apparently capers are very good at growing out of cracks in walls, if you're in the right part of the world. So I have a home in Greece or Italy or Cyprus. And Shai pointed out Cyprus is north of Eretz Yisrael. So even that shita that I aired yesterday, there is a shita in Gittin that the Mediterranean islands are directly west of Eretz Yisrael. They may have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael to an extent, according to some shitas. But you pointed out correctly, Cyprus apparently is too far north. Okay, whatever it is. So I'm in Chutz La'aretz, Cyprus, Greece, Italy, somewhere Mediterranean, and I have a caper bush growing out of the crack in the outside facade of my house. So Rav says, there's a din of art. You know it just started growing within the last 3 years. The din of Arla, but only the Avionos. You can't eat the Avionos, but you can eat everything else. Tov. And again, we're already wondering what's this story with Meiser Elon is Drabana and Eretz Yisrael. That's curious. Even more curious is what's with the Kula shopping on Arla's Chutz La'aretz. But we're going to, so interestingly, the Gemara sort of, a paragraph stops here. But now the Gemara is going to have another paragraph, a new flow of Shaka Vitaria, starting with a story from the later, much later Amoraim. And in this second conversation, there's going to be more clarity about this whole, we're beginning to get more clarity, or less clarity, begin to get more information, anyhow, about this Safik Arlos Chutz. On the other hand, let's first just finish the Gemara. Ravina Ashkeche Lamar Baravashi. Again, the first member was Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav. That's the very beginning of the Amoraim. Rav is a Talmud of Yehuda Nasi, first generation Amora. Now we're going to the very end. Ravina Ravashi. So Farah, this is the sixth generation, depending on how you count it. The end of the Amoraim, Ravina Ravashi, the ones who were responsible for compiling Talmud Bavli. So Ravina finds his Chaver's son. Ravina Ravashi were Chaverim. They were partners in Chasimas HaTalmud. So Ravina comes across Ravashi's son, Mar Bar Ravashi. He sees him. They all lived in Bavel. This is obviously in Chutzlars. Zarek Ev Yonos V'Kachal Kafrisin. See, he's following Rav. Right? He's not eating the Kafri. He's not eating the Ev Yonos. He's treating the Ev Yonos as pre and therefore subject to Aros Chutzlars. He's eating the Kafrisin. So, you and I wouldn't be very surprised. That's what was said six generations earlier. That's what Rav said. Right? Mar Bar Ravashi is following the classic Psak. Ravina says that we could argue even with that. Amalei, my daitach, what are you thinking? Kribi Kiva de Mekel. If the way you're going here is, well, it's Arlos Chutzlar, therefore you're Mekel, like the Shita Mekila, I found the most Mekel opinion, and somehow that's acceptable Arlos Chutzlar. If you're going cooler shopping, you didn't do a good job, Ravina says to Mar Bar Ravashi. That's the best you could do? You came up with Rabbi Kiva who says the divine line is here? I could find you someone who says the divine line is here. Boom! And none of these are pairs. Wow, who says that? He says, you want to go cooler shopping? Do it right! Vilevid. Again, Amalei, my daitach, Ravina says to Mar Ravashi, what are you thinking? Kiriba Kiva de Mekel, you found Kiriba Kiva who's Mekel, and therefore Aris Chutzars, you'll follow Shita Mekila. Velevid Mar, for those who care about grammar, that's a Jasiv. Let the Rav do Hailachalasos, Kibe Shamai. De Mekili Tfe, they're even more Mekel or Bekiva. I can be more Mekel or Bekiva. Disnan, Salaf. That's also apparently an error. It's a Desanya. Telling the side, this is a Tosefta, not a Mishnah. Tzlaf, you have a caper bush. Here we're in a fourth area of halacha. We already spoke about brachos, orla, and meiser. And now we get to area number four, is kilayim. And we were talking about this yesterday. There are different types of kilayim, depending on the type of vegetation that you're dealing with. So when you're dealing with... when you're dealing with Kulai Zerayim, you have bushes or plants growing out of the ground, and vegetables. So if there could be a violation of Kulai Zerayim merely from having them too close to each other. If I plant my tomatoes and potatoes too close to each other or in a manner that's too mixed together, disorderly, that alone already creates... You know, the organ of the plants are separate and distinct from each other, not actually interacting with each other, but if they're too close, they're too mixed together, that's already a violation of a kala'i zra'im, or of kala'i, if it's in a kerem, if you're putting grain or vegetables in between the rows of grapevines in your vineyard, your kerem, that could be kala'i hakerem. So with a yerek, with a vegetable, you could have kala'i zra'im. Or in the midst of a vineyard, kolay hakerem. When you deal with trees, though, we deal with trees. Just having different species of trees next to each other, that's not an iser kolayim. Kolay elanos, kolayim by trees, is dafka something like harkava. I'm actually grafting. I take a branch of a peach tree. And I make a cut on a pear tree. You know what you're doing? You can, I mean, you're not allowed to, but you can succeed in getting the grafting the pear branch onto the peach branch onto the pear tree. Sometimes apparently it's helpful, maybe because the pear tree is healthier. You want to grow peaches on a healthier tree. So I'll take a pear branch, I'll attach it to the pear tree. And all of a sudden I'm growing peaches on a peach branch that's attached to a pear tree. That's called grafting, harkava. I'm causing it to be rochev. I'm causing this
branch to ride, so to speak, to be rochev on that tree. So that's the problem of kolayla. That's already kolayla. That's where it's,
your mom is mixing the two trees together. I'm splicing one onto the other. Merely being close to each other, that's an iser kolayim if you're dealing with zeroyim. You're dealing with vegetables, not if you're dealing with a tree. All of a sudden, hey, there's another, yet another area of halacha where we differentiate between, well, you differentiate between what and what? Between tree and non-tree. That's like bar pri eitz, bar pri adama, or arla. Arla has to be the fruit of a tree. It has to be the pri of an eitz. And brachos, is it pri ha-eitz or is it not pri ha-eitz? Something can be not pri ha-eitz because it's not a pri, or because it's not an eitz. So the Gemara says, Ravina says to Mar Bar Rashi, if you want to go kula shopping, not only can I find you, you found Rashita Rebbe Akiva holds that Kafrisin aren't subject to Arla because they're not the pri. How about Beis Shammai? They hold that even the Evyonos aren't subject to Arla. Why? Because Tzalaf, Beis Shammai Ormim Atoseftin Kilayim, Beis Shammai Ormim Kilayim Bekarem, Beis Zil Ormim in Kilayim Bekarem. The Shammai are concerned about Kalei HaKerem. If you plant a caper bush in the midst of your vineyard, they still say it's mutter. So what's that based on? It means they still say it's mutter because they say you're planting a tree. A caper bush is not as tall as an apple tree, but it's a tree. So just planting a tree in the middle of your near a vineyard, that doesn't make it Kalei HaKerem. Kalei HaKerem has to be something, a grain or a vegetable, a bor pri adama, we would say. Oh, in other words, what are they arguing about? Is a caper bush a tree or not tree? Is a caper bush an eitz or is it a banana tree? It looks like a tree, it smells like a tree, but it's not a tree. And that's the machlok, because Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So according to Beis Shammai, if you stop right here, what would Beis Shammai say about Orla on Evyonos? None, right? Not because it's not a pri, because it's not an eitz. You don't get started. Just like Beis Shammai, there's no Orla, presumably, on bananas. Because they're the fruit, but they're the fruit of a shrub, a very tall shrub. They're not the fruit of a tree. Which, by the way, is handy. If there was Orla on bananas, you know what would do to the kashers of bananas? They would all be treif, because the banana tree falls down every year. So if there was arla on bananas, all bananas would be arla, and bananas would all be treif. Right? So the fact that you eat bananas is because bananas aren't a tree, and therefore not subject to arla. Oh! So that's what Ravina says, good! So Beis Shammai hold that caper bushes aren't trees, they're just little bushes. They're just plants. No arla. They should all be hadama. They are a kalei HaKerem problem. They should all be hadama, and there's no arla. So that's what Ravina says to his chaver son, Mar Bar Rashi, why don't you eat the evyonos also? If you want to follow the shita mekila on Arus Chutzar, to follow Beis Shammai. Now, it gets a little complicated because I stopped for clarity in the middle of this brisa. But now let's go back and read the whole brisa. This Levin Marke Beis Shammai de Mekili Tvei. Why don't you follow Beis Shammai? They're even more mekel. How so? Desanya. We have a brisa Tosefta. Tzalaf Beis Shammai or Mekaloyim Bekerem. Beis Hillel and Kaloyim Bekerem. Beis Shammai say there is a Kaloyim Bekerem problem on planting or even maintaining a caper bush in the middle of your vineyard because it's a yerek. It's not an eitz. Beis Hillel say no, ain't kolayim bekerem. Beis Hillel say a caper bush is an eitz, and therefore there's no kolayim bekerem problem. Just don't graft anything onto your caper bush, and you're good. And then the brisa goes on. This is where we stopped before, but the brisa is one more line. Elu ve'elu modim shechayiv ba'arla. But everyone agrees that there is a din of arla on tzlaf. The Gemara says what? Haguf akasha. Before we apply this, this brisa itself is self-contradictory. You just told me, Amris. You just told me, Tzlaf Beis Shammai or Mekaloyim Bekerem. Beis Shammai hold that there is a Kalei HaKerem problem on the caper bush. Alma, so you see, Min Yeraku, it's a vegetable. The Hadr Tani, but then a line later the Brisa says, Eilu Ve'elu Modim Shechayiv Ba'arla. that even Beis Shammai agree there is a problem of Arla on the caper bush. Alma min Ilonu. So apparently it is a tree. So Gemara says, before we apply that Bryce anywhere else, the Bryce itself is internally contradictory. Beis Shammai have to make up their mind. Beis Hillel are consistent. They said, caper bush is a tree, and therefore, on the one hand, it does have Arla. On the other hand, it's not a Kakeram problem. Great. But Beis Shammai, there'd just be Machmer in both directions. When it comes to Arla, they say, oh, it's Aser because it's a tree. When it comes to Klai HaKerem, they say, it's Aser because it's not a tree. It's a Yerek. So which one is it? Make up your mind. What are Beis Shammai thinking? What Taka are they thinking? How do you understand that? The Gemara says, no, Hala Kasha. The Bryce is internally consistent. I'll explain. Beis Hillel say that Kaiba Bush is definitely a tree. And therefore, we're Machmer on Arla, we're Mekel on Klai HaKerem. Beis Shammai say, is it a tree or not a tree? We're not sure. Beis Shammai say, caper bush is sort of like a funny borderline situation, so we're not really sure where to put it. We're not really sure where to put it. By the way, just peek for a moment. We're not even going to read inside. Just peek for a moment. Turn to Mem. Turn to Mem Amud Aleph. Where the mission of the Baal Mem Amud Aleph talks about making a Bori Pri Adama on a Bori Pri Eitz versus making a Bori Pri Eitz on a Bori Pri Adama. Okay. And then that first piece of Gemara, the bottom of the Mamish, the very first piece of Gemara, and then the second piece of Gemara, the Gemara here, the very bottom of Mem Amud Aleph, has a few lines about defining an eitz and defining a non-eitz. Shakas say lepri, isay lagavza. Does the tree last? Does the tree not last? And that becomes, there's a tosis here where Blinei, we will get to this. The bottom tosis on Mem Amud Aleph talks about the bracha on raspberries, minei atad, making a bracha on things that grow in a thorn bush. That's probably the raspberry. Raspberry is probably the sneh that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. So we'll get to more of the details of exactly how you define a tree versus a non-tree. It's coming up with Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We might skip to that at some point to fill out this picture. But for now, the Gemara says, Beis Shammai weren't sure. We'll have to figure out what the rules are. But Lamaisa, when applying, Beis Hillel had their definition. And based on their definition of a tree, Tzlaf is certainly a tree. Bein Lahakel, Bein Lahachmer. Beis Shammai's definition of a tree left them with capers somewhere in the middle. We're not sure. So we're not sure, what do you do? What's the rule when you're not sure? What's one of the rules when you're not sure? Sveka deraisa, lechavra, right? So Arla, it may not be Arla, okay? Gotta be machra, maybe it's a tree, it has Arla. It may not pose a Klei HaKerem problem, also a deraisa, okay? So after you machmer, now maybe it's a yerek. Beis Shammai are consistent. They are consistently grappling with what they see as a suffix, Elon suffix, Yerek. Good. So once again, second to last line. Holo Kasha, Beis Shammai Sapukim Misapkalu. They're not sure. They're not sure how to classify, how to categorize a caper bush. Is it an Elon or is it a Yerek? And therefore, Avdi Hacha Lechurma V'Hacha Lechurma. So they go Lechurma here in the context of Arla, and they go Lechurma here in the context of Klei HaKerem. Okay. So now the Gemara says, take a deep breath. So we have this brisa in Kilayim, and now we've thought about it a little more. Now we've processed a little more. What does the brisa tell me? Beis Hillel say Tzlaf is a tree. Beis Shammai aren't sure. It's a suffix tree, suffix not a tree. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, we're dealing with brisas on both sides. It's a Gabi Machmer. So now we come back to Ravina's conversation in the 6th century in Bavel, with Ravina's conversation with Mar Bar Avashi. And Ravina says to Mar Bar Avashi, knew at the very end of the second to last line, the penultimate line, so Lamaisa Beis Shammai see this, even the Avyonos are suffic, only a suffic Arla, because this might not be a tree at all, maybe a caper bush is like a banana tree. Nu, so what's the rule? Usanan, this Taka is a Mishnah, tell you on the side, Arla Paragimel Mishnah Test. That is the last Mishnah in Maseches Arla. Maseches Arla has three prakim. This is the last Mishnah and the last parak. You have a whole Masechta all about the ins and outs of Arla. And then at the very end, they say, oh, by the way, here's like a whole redefinition of everything. You should know, what do you do with a safek arlo? Let's say you're not sure if something's arlo or not, which could come up in lots of ways. It could be, I just don't know, we don't remember when this tree was planted. When you go to visit orchards in Eretz Yisrael, which you have the opportunity next year, maybe even sooner, you go to visit orchards in Eretz Yisrael, orchards that are run by Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, they often tag the trees. If they have young trees, so you have to keep cheshbon of which tree is still, until when will this tree be Orla? When will there be a Revai issue? So the young trees, they often tag them when they plant them, or when they start to grow, there'll be some sort of marking, so you'll know this is a Tavshin Samach Gimel tree, this is a Tavshin Samach Dal tree, this is a Tavshin Pei Beis tree. But let's say you forgot, the tags came off, whatever, you're not sure. You're not sure. Or either you're not sure about Metzius, or here, we're not sure about the Halacha. We're not sure, is this a tree or not? No, so what's the rule of a Safek Arla? Safek Arla Eretz Yisrael is Aser. Okay. Safek Arla Eretz Yisrael is Aser. Ubisuria, if you're in Syria, a Y in Greek and Russian, some you know, is an U. Surya. So if you're in what you call Syria, loosely speaking, north of Eretz Yisrael has a quasi-status of Eretz Yisrael, but many kulos in terms of mitzvahs atulias ba'aretz, agricultural mitzvahs. The Safek Arla in Syria is mutter. Uvechutz la'aretz, if you're beyond Syria, you're much further from Eretz Yisrael. You're in Bavel, or you're in America, or you're in Argentina. And you have a Safek Arla. Not only is it we make a Safek, we're super make. What does super make look like? Yored v'lokeach. Go, there's an orchard that was planted 2 years ago. All those apple trees are 2 years old. Let's imagine, I don't know if it's true or not, let's imagine that apples are one of the trees that are very productive in the second and third year. So all those apples, that entire orchard is Arla. The whole orchard is Arla. I know, they planted it 2 years ago. And there's a guy standing outside that orchard selling apples. If I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not even in Syria, you can walk over to the orchard, a little farmer's market going on there, the guy's outside his orchard selling apples out of a basket, you can buy them and eat them, as long as you don't see him actually pulling off the tree. If you see him go over to one of his arla trees, pluck it off and say, Rabbi Yizmi, you have to buy an apple, that's already a problem. But short of that, you're good to go. Wow. What just happened? Number one, for starters, the Gemara already mentioned earlier in the first conversation about Rav Yehuda Marav that Safek Arla is Mutter. We weren't really sure where it came from. Now we see where it comes from. It's a Mishnah. It's the last Mishnah Maseches Arla. And it's a doozy. Number one, the Gemara is assuming that Safek Arla means not just Safek and Metzias, but Safek and Din also. Okay, the Gemara is clearly applying that. The Gemara is clearly saying the halacha kedivrei mekel the arlas chutzlaretz is because safek arlas chutzlaretz is mutter. This is an example of safek arlas chutzlaretz. And it's wild. This is beyond the rules of regular safek. Wait, what type of safek is there? There's Farmer Bob. I remember, I know bivados, that all those trees are Arla because I've been living here for the last 4 years. And I know that 3 years ago, there were no trees there. I remember when he planted, and now we already have little trees and he's starting to grow apples. So I know bivados, every single apple growing in that orchard is vaday Arla. There's no shaila. But because I'm in Chutz La'aretz, I can close my eyes and pretend I don't know. As long as I don't see him take out the tree. So what is this? So what we're seeing, by the way, and the Gemara related this very extreme type of being makel on a suffix to the other extreme type of makel on a suffix, which is a suffix in din. Right? It's not like it's an open suffix. We know we don't pass them like this sheet. We don't pass them like Rebbe Akiva. We don't pass them like Beis Shammai. But somehow I could call a makel bar talachim osu chutzlars. This is a wild, very unusual type of Suffolk Lakula going on. So, but the Gemara says, look, if there really is a very extreme Suffolk Arasotaras Lakul, so Ravina says to Mar Bar Rashi, so be making like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that, Beis Hillel holds that a caper bush is a Vada Yulon, Vada Eitz.
But Beis Shammai say they're not sure. So why not rely on Beis Shammai is not sure? So Safek Har Alut Chutz La'aretz is lachol. So why don't you even eat the Avyonos? That's what Ravina says to Ravashi, Amar Bar Ravashi. Why don't you eat the Avyonos? According to Beis Shammai, the Avyonos are a Safek Arla. So he could have said, well, it's a Sveksveka. But he didn't. He said instead, Rabbi Akiva v'malkam Rabbi Lazar avdin kavasa. We would do like Rabbi Akiva, even if he's arguing with Rabbi Eliezer. That's two shitos. We don't know we're passing Rabbi Akiva, but we'll rely on him for us for Arlos Hussar. But Beis Shammai v'malkam Beis Hillel eina mishnah. But Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel, there's nothing to talk about. That's not literally. It's not a mishnah. Like that's not even a shita. In other words. Even Safek Arlos Chutz La'aretz has its limits. Safek Arlos Chutz La'aretz, but Maisa, sometimes there's no Safek at all. Well, like the Mishnah had said, if you see Farmer Bob pull the apple off the tree and he hands it to you, well, there is no Safek whatsoever. You saw it happen. You know about those. So the Gemara seems to be saying, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that's a Vadai. Halacha Beis Hillel is a different level than Paskinin, like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir or something. Halacha Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai, that's far more fundamental. Rabbi Elchanan, as an aside, Elchanan is Kuntzus de Beisofer, and Chol Vassarim discusses what this means. Is it because of such an overwhelming rove? Some suggest, Rabbi Elchanan doesn't even deal with this, that it could be that Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai sort of has the fact that he passed like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai, that had like the status of a psak of the Sanhedrin Agol. There's something about Halachic Beis Hillel that's stronger than any other hachra. Even though we might know that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir, but that remains still some degree of suffix. Still at least a little bit of a suffix. But Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, there's no suffix left. Mamish, totally Iska paskin, Beis Shammai are off the table. It's not bittul Torah to learn Shitas Beis Shammai, but in terms of Psak Halacha Lamaisa, we totally reject Beis Shammai. It's not even a suffix. That's what Mar Bar Rashi responds to Ravina. Yes, suffix are chutz la'aretz is lahakol, and that includes I can be making on a sheet that we don't know it possibly, but I can't use Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is like vaday out. There's no suffix. Beis Shammai is like seeing the guy pull the apple off the tree. There's no suffix. Beis Shammai is utterly, totally rejected. You cannot rely on Beis Shammai at all. Ever, zilch. Okay, that is the Gemara. Now, what do we have? So again, the Gemara raised a lot of issues. The Gemara raised an issue of what is a pri that we will get to, but not right now. The Gemara raised an issue of what is a tree that we will get to. That's by Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and you saw a peak. That's also sitting at the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. But not right now. And again, both for Orla, Doraisa, and for Brachos, Midrabanan, Bar Pira 8, you need to be the pre of an 8. You need both of those factors. The Gemara also says something intriguing and mysterious about Meiser and Eretz Yisrael being Drabanan. Fulinetta will get to that, but not now. What I want to begin to talk about now some more, and we'll continue next time, is what's with the Suffolk Orla? That's really, as you get to the end of the Gemara, I think I told you yesterday, you know, it's really threaded through the whole Gemara. The Gemara didn't really explain it so much in the first chunk with Rav. We just sort of said it. You get to the end, now you understand it. Or at least you see where it's coming from. But what does it mean? And then it even gets worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Because you look in Kiddushin, the minutes that we have, let's take a peek. Let's begin to talk a little bit. You look in Maseches Kiddushin, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnayos at the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin have different klolim about mitzvahs, rules about categories of mitzvahs. You have the famous Mishnah about that women are generally paturos for mitzvahs and seishas mangrama. It's a category of mitzvahs that has particular features. Then you have another category of mitzvahs. Those are the agricultural mitzvahs. That's a Mishnah Lamed Vav and Beis. Agricultural mitzvahs typically only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah Tzuli Baretz doesn't apply in Chazaretz, with a handful of exceptions. Orla applies in Chutz La'aretz. Kalayim, these certain rules of Kalayim apply in Chutz La'aretz, and maybe even Chadash. The Machlokas HaTanam, if you hear people be Machmer and Chadash, Mekal and Chadash, it's already Machlokas HaTanam, whether Chadash applies to American wheat, or to Ukrainian, or Russian wheat. Oh, and then you come to this Gemara here,
on Lamed Chesam at Beis, Lamed Tesam at Aleph, where the Gemara takes us even, there's an important Gemara to Lamed Chesam at Beis, but for now we only have a couple of moments left. Lamed Tesam at Aleph, Omar Le, if you have, in case you prolong the Gemara Kiddushin, Roas Hanolad. If not, I'll read slowly and you'll listen. Top of Lamed Tesam at Aleph. Maseches Kiddushin. Amar Le Levi L'Shmuel, two holy tzaddikim. Levi says to Shmuel, this is the very, very beginning of the period of Amoram. Levi is either a late Tan or early Amori, sort of in the transitional zone. Levi says to Shmuel, Aryoch. That was apparently a nickname, a very, very honorable nickname for Shmuel. Sapeik Levani Eichol. Provide it for me and I'll eat it. Rav Avya and Rabbi Bar of Hanan, Mesapku Sapuki Adadi. Rav Avya, two other Amoraim, Rav Avya and Rabbi Bar of Hanan, they would feed each other Arlas Hutzlaretz. Well, that led, the Gemara said, that led some Harife Pumpadisa, the sharp minds of the Yeshiva Pumpadisa, to think that there actually is no Arlas Hutzlaretz whatsoever against the Mishnah. And Rav Yehuda says, no, chas v'shalom. Rav Yehuda sends it to Rav Yehuda says, chas v'shalom. Avad the din of Arlan Chutzlars. It just said, Suffolk Arlan Chutzlars is mother. But we understand where Harifi the Pumbedisa were coming from. I mean, I know it's Arlan Chutzlars. I picked it in my backyard. So I can't eat it, but I can give it to you. And meanwhile, you have in your backyard. You can't eat it, you can give it to me. So we understand what Harifi the Pumbedisa were thinking. This doesn't sound like a suffix. I know for sure it's Aser. How do I give it to you? And a parallel then, and with this we close. We'll take a look next time. There is a din at the very end of the second last siman in Yardea, which is the second last siman in Hilchos Aveilos. Reuven knows that Shimon lost his father, but Shimon doesn't yet know. Reuven can invite Shimon to a chasna. Reuven can dance with Shimon at a wedding. Because Reuven knows that Shimon ought to be an Avel. But Shimon doesn't know yet. That leaving aside whether emotionally it's a good idea or a bad idea, Shimon's going to find out later. There are sometimes situations, if you appreciate the context, a family is making a chasna and the grandparent is al eres divai. The grandparent's situation is very, very tenuous. So sometimes Avram, the grandfather of the chasen, is a very, very tenuous situation. His son Yitzhak is making a chasna for Yaakov, the grandson of the chasen. So Yitzhak might say at some point that day to his siblings, "Don't tell me anything until tonight. I don't want to know. Just don't tell me." That under some certain circumstances will be the right way to go, to figure out what makes sense emotionally. But pi halachah is correct. If Yitzhak doesn't know that his father Avram passed away, Yitzhak can walk his son down to the chuppah. Yitzhak can dance with Yaakov. Yitzhak can dance with all of the guests, even though his father has already passed away. Also, he doesn't know, but I know. How am I allowed to dance with him if I know that he's an Avel? Strange. To be continued.
That case is different, though, because in this case, you do know B'vadai that.
And he also, Yitzhak said, there's a gag order. Yitzhak said, don't tell me anything. Don't tell me if my father passes away. But Lamaisa, here's this guy Levi. Levi is Yitzhak's neighbor. Levi knows that Yitzhak's father passed away. And Levi knows we're not telling Yitzhak. Okay. So don't tell him. You're allowed to go and dance with him? Your mom is like, it's the same as like, I'm going to feed your Arlos Hutzlars, because you don't know. But I know it's straight. What, it's my lifna either.
I thought you do know it, but you just don't see it.
Oh. So Rishonim pointed out, a good point. Rishonim pointed out that if I didn't see it, so there is a possibility that it didn't come from this. It may have come from this orchard, but he may have run out and gone to the next orchard over to get more apples. There's certainly a possibility that these are actually from some other orchard, which is a more mature post-Arlo orchard. So since there's that possibility, if you see him pick it, The point is not that you saw it. The point is that then you know for sure that it's Arla. If you didn't see him pick it, it's probably from this orchard, but it could be from some other orchard. And it's even plausible, if he runs out, he's selling apples. See, let's say he ran out. He ran out of everything that's ready, ripe to be picked. All the other apples in the orchard aren't yet ready to be picked. But more customers are coming, and my basket is empty. So what do? You run down the road to the next farmer. You say, let me buy some apples from you. But his apples might not be early. Right. So there is a possibility, remote, but plausible. There is a possibility that it's not early. So if you don't know, it's probably early. But there's a miyut that's not Arla, so that's good enough. The 5% chance that these apples are not Arla allows me, if it's Arla's chutz, to eat it. It's not vadai.